Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 27. Valentin Lopez visits the United States. In early 1994, Valentin Lopez made his first, and probably only, trip to the United States. His voyage from his home in San Juan de Oriente, Nicaragua, sponsored by Potters for Peace, was part educational effort for Americans at the time to learn about Nicaragua, part fundraiser for Potters for Peace, and part marketing opportunity for Valentin. Valentin is an incredibly talented traditional pre-Columbian Maya-style potter. He can eloquently describe his work, his inspirations, and his community. He's also very much what Nicaraguans call an Indio, very Mayan in appearance, with little visible Spanish influence. At one point during his visit, I was asked to show Valentin around when some free time opened up in his schedule. Maybe get him into a classroom? Maybe introduce him to a collector? We visited the wealthy collector first. He owned a walk-through history of pre-Columbian pottery, Aztec to Maya, Inca to Oaxaca. Mind-boggling. But the jerk didn't buy anything. Was Valentin's work not real enough for him? As we drove away, I wondered what Valentin thought of the encounter. The only teacher I knew at the time worked in a kindergarten, so off we went to visit a bunch of six-year-olds. Great trip so far, Steve. When we got there, we immediately noticed that the classroom was divided. Anglo kids sat up front, Hispanic kids in the back. The teachers seemed resigned to riding shotgun around the Hispanic kids, one girl in particular, to keep them focused on the day's activities. The girl giggled when I began translating. She knew what Valentin was meaning to say better than I did. So, I let her translate. The change was electric. Suddenly, speaking Spanish was a benefit, not a stigma. This problem kid was now a valued leader, showing others the way. The Anglo kids were impressed. I had brought some coloring books on pre-Columbian pottery designs that Potters for Peace previously made for an education project in Nicaragua, where books of any kind were scarce. The kids dove into the books after the presentation. It was the most productive day the teachers had seen all that year. I think of that girl. Where is she now? Did that day impart any notion that her abilities were strengths? Did she grow up to be a potter? Will she be the first Hispanic female president? Oh boy. Or maybe, reflecting on the worlds of pottery and presidential campaigns, she just grew up to be a decent person. That's my hope. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that short but insightful poem written on an antique redware tea caddy made somewhere in southeastern Pennsylvania and dated 1762. Not be ashamed, I advise thee most, if one learneth thee what thou not knowest.